How great is God, amen? I told you guys last week that we had a problem, right? Who remembers what the problem was last week? Yes, my baldness. Now we got an even bigger problem. We changed our camera angle, so now you're gotta buy some black spray paint. But hey, if I lose my hair, I'll embrace it. Amen. Now this morning, I wanna talk about a topic that is shaking up our churches worldwide. And the topic is fear. We have fear of so many different things, and it does not allow us to do ministry the way God wants us to. Amen? Just like many of you guys are afraid of sitting in the front, you know. The whole half of the church is full. You got the front chairs empty, but we'll work on that. Amen? So let us get right into it. We read the word in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalms 27, verse 1 says the following. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? First church of God, who shall we fear? Great question this morning. And perhaps you're afraid of yourself. You're afraid of failure. You're afraid of not being up to par, not being good enough to do what God has called you to do. But this morning, church, I'm here to tell you, God did not give us the spirit of fear. God didn't call us for us to run away from ministry because of us being afraid of failure. I'm here to tell you this morning, if the Lord has called you to do a ministry, if the Lord has called you to work in His church, work with freedom. Work with enthusiasm. Work with the faith of God that He will prepare you and equip you. And I'm here to tell you this morning, church, we don't know it all as individuals. One person can't know everything, but together, we can work at it and get things done. As a church, as a body of Christ, we come together, and just like in the worship team, I can't play all the instruments at once. Even though I know how to play most of the things that are up there, it's impossible for me to do it. So we have a drum player, we have a bass player, we have a guitar player. I don't sing, so we have people that can sing, you know. Glory be to God that you guys don't have to endure 30 minutes of my singing. You know, but as a body of Christ, we come together and we get it done. And First Church of God, that's what it's all about. Don't be afraid of what people say about you or what the devil is putting in your mind. Be secured in what God has placed in you. Be secured in what God has called you to do. Church, I'm going to tell you something. If I were to pay attention to the things that people say about me or the things that the devil puts in my mind, I wouldn't be here today. If I let the insecurities of being a young pastor, of being a minority, and all this other stuff get in my head, I wouldn't be here today. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't trust in myself. I trust in God. I don't trust in my own abilities. I trust in what God has placed in me. And First Church of God, that's where we're going to have victory. The second that we start trusting in ourselves, the second that we start thinking that we are better, that we can do all these things, we fail, church. Put your trust in God. Put your faith in the hands of God. Many times we are afraid because we lack faith. Who remembers the story of Peter walking on and meeting Jesus in the water? And what happened when he realized what was going on? he lacked faith and fell through the water. Now, many people say that Jesus carried Peter back to the boat, all these things. I have not found a Bible verse that says that Peter was carried back to the boat. So in my opinion, Peter walked back to the boat. That's my humble opinion. Peter walked back. Peter had the faith in Jesus to walk back to the boat. First Church of God, the devil's going to rise up. The devil's going to bring fear into your heart. The devil's going to bring whatever he can to stray you away from the plans of God. But you have to tell the devil, get thee behind me, Satan. Because I have the power of God to be able to overcome anything. First Church of God, Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. First Church of God, this morning, I want you to be encouraged. I want you that if you have a ministry that the Lord is burning a passion in your heart for, embrace that ministry. Let us work together. Let us rebuild this church. Let us rebuild this community. Hoofston looks to us, and we need to answer the calling. How many of you guys have gone to IGA or anywhere around town and they know that you belong to this church? And how many of you guys hear good things about the church? How many people, even strangers, come up to you saying things about the church? And to tell you the truth, First Church of God, we're doing a great job. But I guarantee you we can do better. We're doing an amazing work, but I guarantee you we can do better. The town of Hoofston knows who we are. Now my question is, does the town of Hoofston know who Jesus is? It's great for them to know First Church of God. It's great for them to know Pastor Carlos. But more importantly, do they know who Jesus Christ is? We have VBS, Awana, different things. But church, does Hoofston, Illinois, know the power of Jesus Christ? Does Hoofston, Illinois know that we serve a God that saves? The Hoofston, Illinois knows that we serve a God that transforms? Does Hoofston, Illinois knows that we serve a God that is fearless? A God that will go forward and fight for his people? I'm here to tell you this morning, church, we need to let Hoofston know who God is. Many times we are wrapped around in our selfishness, and we think that we're even too good to evangelize. Well, I'm not going to go pass out tracts. You know, I'll put a little post up on Facebook. That's good enough. Church, we must go and save our community for Jesus. Being fearless in the eyes of God. Because if we understand what Christ did for us, we truly understand what it means to be saved, church, we will do the impossible to make sure that everybody around us has a piece of Jesus in their heart. We're going to do the impossible to make sure that everybody around us has an opportunity to come to salvation. Like I said last week, when you're passing out an invitation, it's not an invitation to just come to church. It's an invitation to everlasting life. Once you see that evangelizing is not just talking to somebody about Christ, but inviting them to heaven, First Church of God, your enthusiasm is going to change. Because you are going to understand that this is about life and death. You're going to understand the seriousness of offering salvation to somebody, of being an extension cord of Christ to an individual. We need to understand, church, we were called to come to church, absolutely, to congregate together, to worship God together, but we was also called to reach the lost. And church, how can we reach the lost if we are afraid of speaking about Jesus? How can we reach the lost when we are terrified of praying with somebody, terrified of letting people know that we're Christians? I'm here to tell you this morning, church, don't be afraid of letting people know who you are. Don't be afraid of letting people know what you believe in. If Jesus Christ has done a miracle in your life, why would you be afraid to talk about it? If Jesus Christ healed you from cancer, why would you be afraid to tell somebody else of the miracle of God in your life? I'm here to tell you this morning, church, God has done great things in my life. And yes, I'm young. Yes, I've only been alive for 28 years. But in those 28 years, I'm here to tell you, God has done so much. And I am so thankful for having the opportunity that I have today to come before you and just speak a little bit about the greatness of God. We need to understand, church, that what we do here is just a fraction of what being a Christian is all about. We're here a total of what, 55, 60 minutes a week on a Sunday? And do you really think that that's enough to have a spiritual life with God? Do you think that 60 minutes a week is enough to have a spiritual life with Christ? I'm here to tell you, it's not. It's not at all. One of my friends had posted something on Facebook. This was about 2-3 years ago, and it shook me to my core. He said, if tomorrow you only wake up for the things you gave God thanks for today, what will you have? Think about it, church. If tomorrow morning, today's the April 10th, tomorrow, April 11th, you wake up with what you thank God for today, what would you wake up with? Are we even thankful for, do we give thanks to God for our kids? Do we give thanks to God that we're healthy? Do we give thanks to God that we have a job? Do we give thanks to God that we have an amazing building to come and worship God in? Are we thankful for the things that we have? Or are we too worried about what we don't have? I want a new car. I want a new house. I want a bigger bank account. It's great to want things in life and to work for them. But don't let that consume you to the point where you're not even grateful and thankful for the things that God has given you. We're to focus on achieving more and reaching more that we're letting the great years pass of what we do have around us. Church, enjoy your kids. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your wife. Enjoy your spouse. Enjoy every minute that you have on this beautiful earth that God has created for us. The other day, I realized my oldest is 7 years old. And she talks back now, too. And I was, where did the time go? Just yesterday, you were a little baby, you know, eating, drinking formula, eating baby food and everything like that. And now you're going to school, talking to me about different things, and you want this, and you can't wait to start driving and all this other stuff. Church, State Farm is going to make a killing with me once my kids start driving. Premium's gonna be $3,000 a month. You know, but church, I had to slow down. I had to tell myself, slow it down. Life is moving too fast. We're focused on the wrong things, church. And before you know it, your kids are gonna be in high school. Then they're not gonna wanna hang out with mom and dad because we're not cool enough to hang out with them anymore. Then they're going to be in college. Then before you know it, you're walking them down the aisle. Where did the time go? I know my dad says the same thing about me all the time. You know, I'm barely in Chicago. I barely spend time with him as before. And when he comes here, I know he stares at me, stares at my kids. And all I know is that he's saying in his head, where did the time go? I wish I could have done more. And First Worship God, I'm here to tell you, every second that we have here is a gift. Every minute that we spend on earth is a gift of God. And you're going to be accountable for your time here on earth, whether you believe it or not. Tomorrow's not promised. And if we have tomorrow, what are we going to do with it, church? Are you going to be too afraid of what people say when you preach the gospel? Or are you not going to care about what they say and preach the gospel? Are you going to be too afraid to pray for somebody that's sick? Or are you going to be bold and say, hey, there's power in Jesus Christ. Let me pray for you and let you receive your healing. First Church of God, if Jesus were to be afraid, well, we have salvation. If Jesus would have said, this is too much for me, Father. Let me fly back to heaven. I do not want to be crucified. Where will we be now? Think about that for a second, church. Let us be grateful that God is a God that takes away our fear. And the devil tries to use fear in so many different ways. He tries to bring discouragement through fear. He tries to bring doubt through fear. He tries to convince you that you're not good enough. But I'm here to tell you, as long as we're children of God, we are good enough. As long as we have the blood of Christ that redeems, we are good enough. When we were sinners, we were still good enough because Jesus died for our sins. Understand that, church. No matter what, we are good enough. And if you stand firm in Christ and you stand firm in your salvation and you believe that you have been called, you are assured of your calling. First Church of God, we are unstoppable. There is so much work to be done, even in our church. Who's going to step up to the plate and do it? Who's going to step up and help for VBS? Who's going to step up and help for Children's Church? Who's going to step up and help in the different areas of the church? We are doing great, but church, we can do better. For Christ, there is always room for improvement. Psalms 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in our times of trouble. First Church of God, how many of you guys have gone through things in your life, have gone through spiritual battles where you feel that you're losing the battle? You feel that Satan just has a grip on you and you just can't move forward. I'm here to tell you this morning, church, whenever you feel that way, grab strength in the Lord. Whenever you feel like the devil's winning the battle, all you got to do is to remember when my God was crucified. But 3 days later, he rose in power. And he came back and gave us victory. Through his death, we have salvation. Through the death of Christ, we have redemption. First Church of God, we have been redeemed by Christ. We have been redeemed. All things are made new. So why should we fear the devil? Why should we fear whatever the devil throws at us? He knows that we have victory in Christ. He knows that we have power. But many times, we don't know it ourselves. It's like somebody that has a new car, and you don't know all the different technologies and gadgets of your new car. And perhaps you've been using the GPS on your phone all along. And then you just so happen to plug in your phone to the USB port of the car. And then you got Apple Play. Wow. You discover something new in your car. It was there all along. You had access to it all along. You just didn't know it was there. You didn't know how to access it. Sometimes the power of God is the same way. You need to understand how to access that power. And how do you access the power of God in your life? Through prayer, through fasting, through interceding, through having a devotion with God, through having a spiritual life of just giving your all to Christ. First Church of God, I guarantee you, and I don't guarantee a lot of things, but I guarantee you, church, if you change your spiritual lifestyle and you give God more time of your life a day, when those spiritual trials come, you're going to be able to overcome. I guarantee it. It's in the Bible. It's scripture. It's a promise of God. Church, let me ask you a question here. For us parents that are here, who can come up to your child and smack them in the face in front of you? I'm 6'2 and a quarter, benching almost 300. I don't know how many people can come up and smack my kids in the face. And if that's me, a simple human, what would God do for you? First Church of God, we are children of God. You are a child of God. We are Prince. Church, we have access to so much things that we don't even know about. And many times we lose focus, paying attention to the murmuring and the noise behind us. And we lose focus in God and what's important in our lives. And many times the devil uses that as distractions to distract us from doing what God has called us to do. But this morning I'm here to tell you, church, rise up in power. Rise up in the power that God has given you. I challenge you this morning, church, to rise up. I challenge you this morning to look the devil in the face and tell him, you have no stronghold on me because I am holding on to the righteous hand of God. You have no power over me because I have understood, yes, I'm a sinner. I have understood that I have done wrong, but there is a God that has forgiven my sins. There is a God that has transformed me. There is a God that has made all things new. I serve a God that has given me abundant power to rebuke you. If he is for us, who can be against us, church? The devil can try it, but we have power in Christ. And I'm going to tell you guys, you know, this might come as a surprise. You know, but I wasn't always this way. You know, I wasn't always the calm, collected kid. You know, the guy that just let things slide. I wasn't like this before church. And I understood that fighting my own battles got me nowhere. Fighting my own battles and trying to defend myself got me nowhere. You used to step on my shoes, on my foot. I'll step on both of your feet. That's how I used to be way back then. But I understood that that's not who God wanted me to be. And church, I'm here to tell you this morning that if you let God fight for you, you will never lose a battle. God hasn't lost a battle yet. He has never even came close. Let God fight for you, and you will always have victory. Don't defend yourself. People say things about you, it's fine. People gossip about you, it's fine. Did they not gossip about Jesus? Did they not talk about Jesus? Did they not rise up against Jesus? So who do we think we are that we're going to be liked by everybody, that we're going to be in good terms with everybody? You know, you're not a Hershey bar. And for those that don't like Hershey bars, you're not a Reese's Piece or a Payday or a Snicker bar or whatever your favorite candy bar is. Church, God has called us with a purpose. And if you believe that this morning, I need you to work for the church with no fear. Work for the kingdom of God regardless of what's going on in your surroundings. Discouragement is going to come. Keep on working. Hard times are going to come. Keep on working. There's times where you're going to feel like giving up. I have nothing left in the tank. That's when you have to get on your knees and recharge. Pray to God and get refilled. Church of God, we can't run on fumes. Try to get here from here to Champaign on an empty tank of gas. See how far you're going to make it. Probably not even a Paxton. How do you think you're going to be able to fight against the enemy and what he throws at you if you're empty? How are you going to be able to withstand, church, if there's nothing in you? Fill yourselves up with the Holy Spirit. Fill yourselves up with Christ. Fill yourselves up with the Word of God. Church, there is no excuse to why we have six people in Sunday school. When we're over 100 here today, there is no excuse why there's only 6 to 5, maybe 10 people on a given Sunday in Sunday school. Let us participate, church. Let us get filled with the Holy Spirit. Wednesdays for Awana, it's very difficult that I see kids missing. All right, now you're going to tell me that a bunch of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds are more faithful to their Bible class than us adults? Let that sink in for a second. Awana is always full. Always. And Sunday school, not so much. Here you go. When my kids are sick and they have to miss Awana, church, it's like I told them that they're grounded for a whole month. They throw a fit. Especially Carla. I don't know who her teacher is or what, but she loves Awana. And if, baby, you can't go to Awana today, you're sick. You can't tell me I can't go to church. She stands just like that and then pops her bottom lip out. Church, that's what it's all about. If we had that enthusiasm to come to church as the kids do, man, this place will be packed. My daughters, we went to my dad's house on Friday. We were going to take my brother to the airport. He left for the season on Friday. You know, my kids were a little sick. There's a lot of things going on Friday. But they love going to their grandfather's church. But they were throwing up. They were sick Friday. They couldn't go to church. And they threw a fit. Even my dad was like, man. He goes, I didn't know that they loved church that much. And I told him, Dad, you got no idea. They miss church and it's like you taking everything away from them. But church, that's how we should be. That's why the Bible says we should be like children. Church of God, be excited. Don't say, oh, I got to go to church. I get to go to church. Don't say, oh, I got to go to Sunday school. I get to go to Sunday school. I get to go to women's breakfast. I get to go to small group. Change the way you think and you're going to change your outcome in life. Don't dread the time of worship. Be excited for the time of worship. My mom spent a month and a half in the hospital. Heart problems, kidney problems, everything else. And every time Friday or Sunday rolled around, my mom was depressed because she couldn't go to church. She'll watch it on the live, but she was, it's not the same. Church, we don't know what we have till it's gone. The day that we're not able to walk through those doors, we're going to understand what it means to be able to praise God in this place. I can ask Brother Sam that Brother Sam wasn't able to come for a few Sundays, and now he's here. Church, Brother Sam, isn't it great to be able to worship God here? Isn't it great to be able to worship God here? Church of God, we are blessed beyond measure that our church does things different times of the week, different days. There's churches that they don't even meet. They're online 100%. Church, we have activities. Join the activities. We have an activity committee. They have stuff brewing. I'm not going to say what's going on, but let's just say that June is going to be a very tasteful day. June 5th. That's what I'm going to say. But join it. Sign up. Participate. Church, this is what it's all about. And if we one day want to make it to heaven, we must always, church, abide by the Father, abide by the Son, and abide by the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, this is where they're at. Yes, they're at home too, but it's not the same. We were, 9 weeks? Quarantine shut down from the church, 9 weeks. Oh my goodness. I couldn't do it. I told the elders, guys, I wasn't called to be a Zoom pastor. I can't do this. Church, let us congregate every chance we get. Let us come together. Let us volunteer. If you're looking for a place to serve, talk to Yolanda. Talk to Tisha. Talk to the volunteers here, church. There's a lot to do. You can find a place to serve anywhere in the church. Just ask. Ask me. Ask the elders to come to us. We will find a place for you. I know Charlie and our brother Jim are tired of being up there every Sunday. We can rotate people up there. We can teach you how to work the sound, even though Charlie says, I just push two buttons, but it's important. We'll help you guys, church. Let's get involved. Amen. Let's be excited to work for God. Let's not say, like I said, oh, I have to work. I get the opportunity to. Church, every Sunday I wake up and I say the same thing. Lord, thank you because I get to go to church. I get to preach. I get to play the piano. I get to interact with my brothers and sisters. Friday comes around, I'm already itching for Sunday. Church, when you're in love with this place, when you're in love with God, and when you truly understand what being transformed means, church, you'll be excited to come to church. You'll be excited to get to do things for God. And how many of us have been transformed in this place? How many of us understand what God has done for us? And if you do First Church, I'm going to tell you right now, there is not one activity you would miss. There's not one Sunday you will miss. There's not one Sunday school that you won't be a part of. Let's be grateful and thankful. And let's give glory to God for allowing us to be here and allowing us to be part of such a great church. Because how many of us know that we have a great church? Look around you, church. This is a great church that I have the privilege to be a pastor at, that I have the privilege to work with. Because I see it as a privilege. I see being here as a gift from God. A privilege to get to work with so many beautiful people. A privilege to get to work with a great elder board that loves this church. We are blessed. And there's so much more to come. Amen? Let us stand. Thank you, Father God, for your blessings, Lord. Thank you because you have not given us a spirit of fear, Lord, but of power to overcome, Father God. And we just ask you this morning, Lord, let us tap in to that power, Lord. Let us have access, Father God. Let us be able to work. Let us be able to be motivated to bring people to your church, Father God, to bring people to the feet of Christ. Let us have an enthusiasm to be able to save our community and reach our community for you, church. Let's fill this church up for Christ. Let's fill this church up. Let us go and be able to preach the gospel. Let us share the good news of Christ and what he has done for us. And the First Church of God says, amen, as we sing this final worship song. Church, let us meditate in what this song says. Let us truly understand the lyrics that are here. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come fill this place with your atmosphere. Church of God, how many of us want to feel the presence of God? Amen.